Parashir Hashirim, Perek Hey, Posuk Zayin, excuse me. Why Posuk Zayin? Oh, because he's still going back. Mitzuni Hashemim Asevim Bo'ir. It says, the Shemim, the watchmen found me, that those that circle around the city to protect the city. Hikuni Fitzouni. They hit me and they caused me a petza, a wound. They took my chains, my jewelry from me. Shemer hachoymos. I guess they're the guardians of the walls, and yet they took everything from me. So I don't know what this means exactly, but let's see what Rashi says over here. This is the second time around. So he says mitzuni hashemrim. That's Nebuchadnezzar v'cheloisov. Nebuchadnezzar came, you know, to occupy, to attack, to Eretz Yisrael. So that's who, as they found me, the Shemrim. They came to do the revenge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a very, very, very important thing, you know. When Nebuchadnezzar was coming, so he said, "Oy Gebalt, the enemy is here. He's coming to hurt us." And but in reality, what is he coming? He's a shliach. He's a shliach to take revenge from Hashem, because we misbehaved. So Hashem says shluchim to us. So we shouldn't look at these things as, oh, they're terrible enemies. Yeah, they're terrible enemies. And they're, I think the Ramban explains that they're punished because they chose to do this shlichus. But in reality, they're doing a shlichus. This is a shlichus from Hashem. So that puts it in a little bit perspective. Nosu es redidi, they took my jewelry. Well, it's redidi, that's the Beis HaMikdosh. That was my glory. They took the Beis HaMikdosh. Shemre HaChoymas, Av Malachi HaShori, Shoyu Shemrim Chemeseo. Even the Malochim that were guarding the walls of the Beis HaMikdosh, Kin Shinem Al Choymo Yisayich Yerushalayim. On your walls, Yerushalayim, Heim Hitzisu Boi Esaur. They lit it on fire. Yeah, and here again, they lit it on fire, as the Pasuk says, Mimorim Sholach Esh, that refers to Hashem. So, Mitzad Echo, these enemies are destroying. Mitzad Sheni, we know that this is all orchestrated by Hashem because of the fact that we, in the case of the first Beis HaMikdosh, we know it was Gilarayas Shvichas Domim and Avodah Zarah. But what's interesting to note again and again is that even though they did the Gimel Averas Chamurois, Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevater on the Gimel Averas Chamurois. That he could be Mevater. But what he was Lo Vitar al Oven Bittel Torah. On the Oven of Bittel Torah, that he couldn't be Mevater. They did the Averas Chamurois, okay, so they did it. A person makes a mistake. But remember, Averas Chamurois, Avodah Zarah, Gliarayis, Shvichas Tovim, the worst of the worst. No, people make mistakes. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that I could tolerate. But the Oven Bittel Torah, that was too much. And remember that what Chazal say about what was the Oven Bittel Torah that he couldn't be Mevater.
What is the difference between this mistake and this mistake?
Because Bittel Torah is the essence of everything. The Torah is the essence. Without the Torah, there's no life. Without the Torah, there's no hope. A person does have the Zorah, he can do tshuva. Shvichas Domim Gidei Arayas, he can do tshuva. But it's a Bittel Torah. Well, see what Bittel Torah means. So the Gemara asks, you know, the Pasuk, one second, let me finish. The Gemara, the Novi in Yirmiyah asks, Almeh of the Horetz, very famous Pasuk. Almeh of the Horetz. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? So it says they asked the Chachomim, they didn't know the answer. They asked the Nevi'im, they didn't know the answer. Until no one else could give the answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come himself. Al-Ozum es Torosi Hashem Osati Lehem. They have forsaken my Torah. What does it mean they've forsaken my Torah? So they say, okay, they didn't learn. The Gemara says, no, that's not what it was. They didn't say Birchas HaTorah. They didn't say Birchas HaTorah. And the Ran explains, there was something lacking in the Chashivas HaTorah. Maybe they did say Birchas HaTorah, I don't know what they said it, but they did. They weren't mavchin between Torah and another chokhmah. They weren't mavchin that this is the gift of life. This is Torah's emes v'chay yoylam nota b'sucheinu shabuch arbonu mikolo amim. They didn't appreciate. There was something lacking in the chashivas HaTorah. So I like to point out that's what the Novi call ozvom es Torosi, when the Torah is not choshev enough to recognize this chashivus, how special it is. I say Birchas HaTorah with such a sense of appreciation. What a privilege it is. If I don't appreciate the chashivus HaTorah, then on a certain level, it qualifies for the posuk al uzvim es toirosi. I've forsaken and I forsake the Torah. There's no hope. Without the Torah, there's no hope for Kabbalah. But not without, that's it. It's all about that. The Torah is everything. The Torah, the MS I quote all the time, the Yerushalmi, and this I heard from Rabbi Yankiv Yafin, Zechorei Livrocha, that the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was mafsik his learning. He was Torosim Nosu, he learned all the time. He was mafsik his learning to do mitzvahs, because otherwise his learning wouldn't be almanas lasis. Mafsik to do mitzvahs. The Torah says you have to do mitzvahs. No, the learning would have been more than the mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. The only reason that he had to be mafsik, because you have to learn almanas lasis, to be meshabed yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be meshubed. I'm learning the Torah. Whatever the conclusion is, I'm going to follow. I'm obligated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that creates the most elevated status of a human being. That creates the desire to identify with Hashem and to model my midas after Hashem. It has tremendous hashpah on a person. So it has to be almanas lasis. But it's only almanas lasis if you do the mitzvah. Let's say, I'm learning almanas lasis, but I'm not going to do it. So that's not almanas lasis. So that's why Rav Shimon Yochai, since he was learning all the time, he really didn't have to do mitzvahs. He could have been part of the mitzvahs. But he had to do the mitzvahs because ha'loimed shel almanas lasis noech l'shel nivra. So we see that the Torah, that's it. That's like Kihem Chayenu Ve'orech Yomein. It's our life. That's it. That's what Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Akiva's Moshel said to Rabbi Akiva to Popus. Was it Rabbi Akiva? I think it was Rabbi Akiva to Popus. Yeah. Then he said to him, he's learning, he's teaching, they're going to kill you. So he says, we gave him a Moshel. The fish are running around in the river trying to get away from the fisherman's net, and the fox is standing there and says, "Where are you running?" He says, "Well, the fisherman's here. We're trying to get away from the fisherman." So he says, "Why don't you come on land and we'll live together?" I don't know if it says such a thing. We'll live together like our fathers lived together. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's some evolutionary reference or something. I have no idea. But anyway, so he says, "You're a fox. You're supposed to be the pikeach shebachayus. You're a tipish." He says, if b'mokem chiyuseinu, if in the place of our life, in the water where we breathe, where we have our oxygen, we're afraid, we come on dry land, we're finished. So that's the same thing with the Torah. He says, if with the Torah, with our life, I'm going to be afraid, when I stop the source of life, when I stop the oxygen, it's oxygen. In fact, I think they said, Reb Baruch Ber said something, it's not oxygen. Oxygen is what we need to live. This is life itself. Not sure exactly what that means, but this is life itself. But that's the attitude. When there's that chashivus, then everything falls into place. When there's not that chashivus, and agav, in shiduchim too, a person's looking for a wife, one of the things that's very, very important is how much they're machshiv Torah. If they're, you gotta be religious, you know, right? Machshiv the Torah, learning. Because learning has the greatest hashpah. If a person does a mitzvah, he does one mitzvah. If a person learns, he's meshabed himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Hashem's Torah, and I'm learning it al manas lasos. That means I am now in the process of obligating myself to whatever Hashem tells me. That's far more. That's maybe why, maybe a rational explanation. I never thought of this. This is the first time. Maybe that's a rational explanation of what the Goyin says, that for every word of Talmud Torah, you get the schar of Tariyag Mitzvahs. Maybe I did think of it once. The Goyin says, every word of Talmud Torah, you get the schar of Talmud Mitzvahs. Maybe that's the pshat. Because every word of Teres Hashem, I'm learning almanas lasos. That means I'm not just doing one mitzvah. I'm meshabed myself to all the mitzvahs, whatever Hashem tells me. But Mela, since that represents that shibud, person get the start moments. Anyway, I don't know why I got carried away with that, but maybe it's late already. So let's see. Anyway, so that's what happened. So Nebuchadnezzar came and the Beis HaMikdash had to be destroyed. Hishpati Eschem, so let's do one more posuk quickly, because we really didn't do anything. Hishpati Eschem in Yisro Shaloyim. I make a shvu, I make you swear, but Yisro Shaloyim. Im Timsu es doidi, if you find my beloved one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll see. Matagidula, what are you going to tell him? Shechoilas avo oni. No, we don't need a choir right now. Yeah, right. Oh, no, right now. No, we have no time right now. Not right now. Shechoilas avo oni. Hishpati eschem for umois. Anshe Nebuchadnezzar, shere isa bachanani mishol vazaria, moisrim asal the kibshin. You, Anshe Nebuchadnezzar, you saw Hanani mishol vazaria, they went into the kibshin of Eish, not to do avodah zarah. Ves Daniel gave our royus, and Daniel went into the lion's den. Al because of tefillah, he refused. He had to. He would go in and he put me in the lines. That I don't care. I'm not doing. I do exactly what Hashem told me. There's doiroi shel Mordechai b'mei Haman, and then it's the same thing we saw in the times of Mordechai. Im timtzu es doiroi lo osid lo v'leyom hadin. If in the future yom hadin sheivukash mikem lohoyrolai, if you're asked to testify about me. This is where Rashi learns the pshat. If you're asked to testify about me in the future, the ki'inyan shenema yitnu eidim v'yitzdoku, that the goyim, I guess, they'll bear witness, and then we will be vindicated. We'll become innocent in the din. Matagiduloi shetoidu olai. I want you goyim. I make you swear that you'll testify about me. Shebishvil ahavosoi, because of my love of Hashem, cholisi biyisurim koshim beinechem, I suffered great suffering from you. Yovel Nebuchadnezzar v'yoid, Yovel alifas v'tsoifer, v'chol nevi ha'umos, all the nevi ha'umos and the kings that should come and testify. V'yoidu olai shekiyamti es ha'Torah, I kept the Torah. In other words, I guess what this means is that these enemies who try to get us away from the Torah, who try to divert us and to influence us and to take us away from our relationship with Hashem, and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in the center of Eretz Yisrael. These are the places where we're the closest to Hashem. So I want you to come and testify that I was ready to give my life. I gave my life rather than to violate my relationship with Hashem. And the Mela, Shekiyamti es haTorah, I fulfilled the Torah, and that's what the pasuk means when it says Cholas Ava Oni. In other words, it sounds like, I'm just suggesting, I don't know for sure, but it sounds like if a person to be able to be Makayim the Torah under great duress, they're forcing Hanani Mishol Azariah to do Avodah Zarah, or Daniel, or these things. So to be able to be Makayim under duress, there has to be Cholas Ava Oni. Not just I love Hashem. Rabbi Akiva says, Ba'avtus Hashem Elokecha, he waited his whole life. And as they were killing him, as he was dying, he says, my whole life I'm waiting to be Makayim, the love of Hashem, Bechol Nafshecho, Afilu Noiteles Nafshecho. It sounds from this pasuk that there's that included in that, maybe that's what it means, but it's Cholas Ava Oni. I crave Hashem's love. I love Hashem so much. It's like a romantic sickness. It's like I'm sick with the love of Hashem. If I don't have Hashem, if I don't have that love, and that it seems is the level of love that one needs to be able to withstand all of the pressures. Which means to me, that's why I believe so strongly in learning Shir HaShirim, because Shir HaShirim educates us and introduces us to this loving relationship with Hashem. And it seems without that, we don't have the strength. We're exposed to so much distraction. We're exposed to so much confusion. We're exposed to so much competition for our time and our effort that we need a weapon to withstand it. The weapon is Cholas Ava Oni. I crave Hashem's love more than anything else in the world. And the Mela, that can overpower any negative influences. Okay.